Moncrief on News Talk.
In the US, the New York Knicks clinched the NBA championship after 53 years of trying. And in advance of that, the owner of the team, James Dolan, felt that no sacrifice would be too great. He suggested to the team that they abstain from sex for 10 weeks. He's not the first person to think that abstinence from nookie helps athletic performance, but is there anything to that? I haven't had sex in the last hour to prepare for this programme. Dr. James Higgins from Galway Primary Care is here to tell us. Afternoon, Brian.
Hey, Sean, how are you?
Not too bad. This idea comes... Now, in his speech to them, he said that the Spartans in ancient Greece did this kind of thing.
Yes, yeah. So this is a myth, really. So it's very interesting. And I think the science behind it is one thing. And then the mentality behind it is another. So this actually comes from ancient Greek times, where the belief that abstinence from sex increased, was due to, that helped discipline and also conserved energy. This has been studied. Now, the studies aren't brilliant, but it doesn't seem to be true. And actually, conversely, it's probably more person dependent. And there's a little bit of evidence for players being able to play for longer periods of time or and have more duration if they do have sex than 24 hours before a game. But I suppose this really comes into to player mindset and psychology, where sometimes whether something is true or not is sometimes less important as to whether you believe it's true or not.
Yeah. Now, I suppose it could, the Spartan idea was that sex somehow drains you of some sort of
exactly.
life force.
Exactly. So if you didn't have sex, it conserved energy that you had to fight or play in the games.
But then in the 20th century, it would seem to be a widely held belief, particularly in relation to boxers.
Yes, exactly. So it's kind of perpetuated. And I think, I suppose you can see how people would think it as well. Maybe the conservation of energy. And also, I suppose if you're having a game that it requires somebody to be very aggressive, say like boxing, maybe the thought is if they have sex beforehand, they might be a little bit calmer. But I think what it comes down to really when it comes to sports performance, it's very individual. And the most important thing is, one is the mindset, the belief that you can win and the belief of what you're doing is going to work. But the second thing actually is your ability to recover. And what you can find is, now that we have all these fitness trackers that are collecting an awful lot of data, what we are seeing is that individuals, people, recovery is very different. And there are like certain requirements for everybody, probably the most. And it's very boring and everyone's sick of hearing it and it's frustrating. But the truth is, the most important thing when it comes to recovery is getting sleep, because it does help for younger people and people studying and those doing their Leaving Cert. It does help with learning and retention of knowledge. But also when we're, a lot of our immune function and our muscle development happens when we're asleep. So sleep is always this chronically underrated superpower that we all often, that modern society just doesn't get enough of, unfortunately.
Yeah. Now, then, is there a relationship perhaps that would suggest the converse of what Dolan was suggesting, that if perhaps sex helps you go to sleep and therefore that's good for you?
Yeah, exactly. And I think this is the thing. It's very, there is something about a team committing to do a thing. And there's probably a certain power in that but then again, you might find that, you know, somebody in the team, they might be trying to conceive. And if they're not having sex, there might be a lot of frustration at home. And that is causing stress that's actually reducing their performance. And I think doing things as a team is a very positive thing. But I think it's important to take recovery on an individual basis, because often what's good for one person mightn't actually be good for another.
Okay, so it can depend. Well, so maybe there is some truth of it in if you drill down on an individual level, it mightn't be a good thing for some people.
Exactly. Like, hey, somebody might have sex this up before, and in their own mind, they're already winning, so they're not too pushed about the match. And someone else might say, well, you know, I'm not going to have sex for maybe a week beforehand, and this is going to be, hopefully, all going well, a reward afterwards that I'm really going to look for, and it's going to push me to drive. And I think it's less about the actual physicality of what sex does to someone and more the mindset around it.
Yeah, because I imagine the toll, if there is a toll, a physical toll from having sex, is tiny.
It's very, 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 very small. And as well, when it comes to that, when we look at what happens to someone's nervous system, sex is very, like, very few people are very you know, not very relaxed after sex. So that that nervous reaction.
Well, it depends
afterwards,
how it goes, maybe.
It depends how you're doing it. But but like what it can do is it can give somebody like that human connection with the partner, which is so important. And also the activation of your parasympathetic nervous system, which just allows somebody to relax, and it might allow someone to fall asleep quicker. So these kind of blanket ideas of something being good or something being bad, like they're really fun and they're really interesting. But unfortunately, a lot of things that are very simple and very, very interesting often turn out not to be really true, because we're just complicated creatures.
Yeah, absolutely. So somebody is texting in to say Paul Hunter's plan B during a crucial game won him a snooker tournament. From which I take it, it may depend on the sport. I'm inferring from this, Paul Hunter nipped off for some private time during the snooker tournament. It relaxed him and then it probably helped him.
Yeah, exactly. And you might have just been more relaxed, because it's interesting. Like so we do know that stress isn't necessarily a bad thing. And it's very interesting when people are stressed for, like, stress when it's for a very short period of time can actually be quite good for you. And often, but stress over chronic periods of time is really bad for you. And a lot of the time, what we're just trying to get people to do is just to calm. And when we do calm and relax, we do often function and perform an awful lot better. Like, it's great to be excited, and it can, you know, increase our awareness and over short periods of time increase our memory. But stress over a prolonged period of time is quite damaging. So it's not about avoiding stress. It's trying to keep stress to very short periods of time so that it's effective and helpful as opposed to getting in the way. And if dipping off between a match helped him calm and relax and improved his focus, I'm sure it helped.
Yes, indeed. And as somebody else says, sex before sport never did George Best in his prime any harm. No, that's probably true. He was probably doing other things as well, actually, prior to playing. Anyway, Brian, thanks a million for talking with us today. That was Dr. Brian Higgins there from Galway Primary Care. And Niall and Navin says, so I should have sex as a team. I don't think he was suggesting that. I don't know. Depends what kind of team you are. And how you're all feeling about each other.
Moncrief, weekdays at 2 on News Talk. Conversation that counts.